My name is Kay Mabla. I am 18 years old. Today is March 22nd, and I'm speaking with Rebecca Isley, who is my partner. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois.
My name is Rebecca Isley. I am 18 years old. Today is March 22nd, and I'm speaking with Kay Mabla, mm-hmm. who is my partner. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. All right, so I guess I have a question for you. what are you most proud about, like, in your life? Like, if you had to think about something that makes you happy, that is a part of you. I don't know how to phrase that, but.
I think my heritage. Like, I'm really proud that I know where I come from. Like, that my mom's Kenyan and that my dad's Tanzanian, because it just, I feel like there's a lot more to me. I don't know. I just think it's, like, cooler, like, when I say, like, I'm African-American, I'm, like, actually, like, African-American, you know? And I'm also a first-generation American, so that's really cool. I think just, yeah, knowing my background, being able to, like, go home and, like, visit, like, and understand where my parents grew up has just given me, like, a better perspective. So I'm really proud of that. Yeah.
Do you know your background?
I know that I'm adopted. I don't really know anything about, like, before, but I was adopted when I was 8 months old, I think I want to say, or 10 months old, something like that. And I was adopted in Yangzhou. And I know that my mom went through a lot of effort to, like, make sure that I was safe, because she put me at a police station. And then we moved to London with my, I was adopted into London because my family, my adopted family, was working in London, and then we moved back to Chicago when I was 4, and I went to an intercultural school, and then I learned Japanese.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's really interesting that you have somebody who knows a lot about their background and their identity, and somebody who knows very little, so that's kind of a really interesting pairing.
Should I ask a question? What is your philosophy in life? Like, what events in your life have impacted you strongly enough for you to make this your philosophy? I guess you could say, like, a motto, or just, like, your principles, I guess.
Okay, you have good questions. Okay. I think that you should not let anyone, like, affect the way that you live your life. Like, I think that you should have your own principles. Like, you should know what you think is right and wrong, and then stick to it. But I also think that, like, you have to have relationships with people, because if you don't, like, you have to, like, be in control of yourself, but you also have to let people in, which is, that's, like, really hard for me. I hate doing that, but I think that's...
Why do you think it's so hard for you to let people in?
Because I get, like, I'm so sensitive. Like, I'm, like, a very, very, very sensitive person, and so, like, the tiniest thing can hurt my feelings, so I just, like, don't let them, like, you know, I kind of, like, block them out, because I don't like it when people can hurt my feelings.
I'm, like, similar in, like, a different way. It's really hard for me to open up to people. Like, even, like, my closest friends, like, I'm close with them, obviously, but I don't know, sharing stuff about myself is really weird. Like, talking about yourself is just odd to me. So, like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm that way, but I just always have been. Like, my mom, like, asks me, like, why don't you open up to me? Like, why aren't we close? I'm like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Like, I, like, I'm, like, trying to get better at it, but, like, I'm just not, like, whenever, like, I have a problem, it's not that I, like, deal with it on my own, but I don't feel the need to take it to other people. And I think that's because, like, I feel like I'm always the person people come to with their problems. So, like, I feel like I can't, you know, I feel like there's a disconnect there. Yeah, it's weird.
I don't have, like, a problem. Here's the thing. I don't have a problem letting people get to know me up to a certain point. But then there hits a wall, because, like, I feel like I hate a lot. I don't hate a lot about myself, but, like, I have a lot of problems with things about myself and, like, my personality. And I feel like I get scared that other people will, like, get to know that. Mm-hmm. And then they won't like me anymore. So I kind of just, I always push them away. Like, I move from relationship to relationship, like, so fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I, like, end it and then start a new one. Like, I've done that all my life. Probably because of that.
Yeah.
So, okay. What motivates you? I was gonna say to work hard, but I guess like what motivates you to like keep
going?
I
get asked this question a lot and I have no idea.
Yeah.
I feel like I've lost a lot of my motivation.
Yeah,
but I think that's because I'm like really lost right now. I like don't know where I'm going, where I'm at, you know? Which is really hard and weird. But I don't know, I really like filming a lot. Like I like interacting with people. Like I really like having good conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think just like meeting new people motivates me, if that makes any sense. Like knowing that I can form new relationships and talk about new things. Like I really like hearing other people's perspectives on things, so that's really cool to know. But I don't know if that's like a motivation for anything that I do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a hard question.
I know.
Yeah, that's a really hard question. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I do not know.
Why do you think you're lost?
I just don't know like what I want to do. Like I feel like I know what I want to do like when I'm older and stuff, but like everything with college and like figuring out where I'm going and like now that I'm like finding a roommate and going through all this like this huge process that like is supposed to mean so much to me just scares me. Like I don't know what I want. Like I'm 18. Like there's just so many things that I haven't experienced, like so many places I haven't been. And I feel like right now, like everyone's telling me like, no, like you have to figure out your major and you have to do this and like all that stuff. I'm like, I just want to sleep.
Yeah,
like,
I know. All that is just like the last thing on my mind.
Yeah.
Like it's, I don't know. I mean, it should be the most important thing or the most like, I don't know, prominent thing like in our mind, but I just like can't care about it right now.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know why. I care about everything else but that.
Exactly. Just too real, I feel like.
Yeah, just,
like, I think about, like, leaving all of my friends, like, the people that I've known since I was, like, 7,
yeah,
and that terrifies
so
me.
Like,
I get emo. Like, I get so, like, sad and into myself when I think about it. It just makes me so sad. So I think that's why I just try not to think about it at all. But it's getting so much closer. We have 2 months of senior year left. That's terrifying. Ugh, icky. It just makes me feel gross.
All right, okay, this is not an actual, I guess I'm just curious, but who's your favorite music artist?
Music artist. I like a lot of music.
I
hate country though.
Yeah.
I really, no, not hate. I like 12 country songs. 12. Like I have like a playlist and there's only 12. It's called like my guilty pleasures. And then, I am not a fan of like heavy metal or like screamo, but I do like, I'll listen to, like, My Chemical Romance, like, a little bit, you know? Like, I dabble in it, I don't know. But favorite music artists, rappers right now, I really like A Tribe Called Quest. That's not right now, but they're, like, my favorite rap group. My brother showed them to me, and I think that's why I like them so much, because it's, like, a little connection we have. I really like 80s and 90s rap a lot. And then I like, Joey Badass, Kid Cudi. Who else? Brockhampton. I like Brockhampton a lot. I like a lot of like soul music and like it's like a really big infatuation with Motown. So like I'm obsessed with like the Temptations and like all of that. But then I'm also really into Sam Cooke, like a lot. God, like so much.
Sam Cooke.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah,
I love him. Who else? I don't know. I kind of listen to everything. Depends on my mood. It honestly, yeah, it depends on my mood. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. okay. This one's kind of deep. Is there a time period in your life that you wish you could forget?
Yeah, but there's like a lot to choose from, so let me just
process.
Okay, so second grade, third grade, fourth grade, sixth grade. All of those years. And then also probably freshman, and I want to say freshman, sophomore, and junior year. But I feel like if I hadn't gone through those years, I wouldn't be who I am. So, So yeah, definitely like my elementary school years, just because I was a super weird kid. Super weird. Like one of those kids that like with a mental disorder, like you would think that I had a mental disorder if you met me in elementary school. And I met a lot of people and like a lot of people like got to know me like that, and they still like know my family and my mom, and I don't like seeing them now because they're just like, oh, it's the weird kid.
Can you give some examples of, like, what?
Like, weird. I thought I was a lion. Like, I didn't actually think I was a lion, but, like, I wanted to be a lion. Mm-hmm. So I kind of did things that, like, resemble. I would walk on all fours, and I scratched people. Like, I was a bully, and I scratched people, and I roared because I liked, like, when lions roared.
That's not, like... I don't know if this is going to make you feel better, but that's not the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Like, one of my best friends who I've known since, like, second grade, when they were in, like, fourth and fifth grade, her and her best friend at the time both thought that we were dogs. So they, like, constantly walked around on all fours and, like, licked people. And, like, no, but, like, now you know that there are people like that, you know? You're not alone. I think that's just, like, a weird elementary school thing, like, trying to figure yourself out and don't know if you're an animal or not. So.
Who likes to eat like an animal? So, and I went, like, all out with that. I don't know.
I actually think it's really cute. What made your high school years hard?
So freshman year was actually not that hard because I still had my best friend. Like, we were still best friends. But I'm the type of person who gets, like, close to certain people and then, like, needs those people. Like, I don't like a lot of people. Like, I don't get along with them. Like, so if I don't have, like, the person that I've already been close to, then it's kind of like, and if I haven't found someone new to get close to, then I, like, feel lonely. In sophomore year, my best friend and I kind of, like, got separated a little bit. Like, we kind of, like, grew apart. We got annoyed with each other. And at that point, I had friends, but I didn't really like any of them. Like, I didn't enjoy being around them. I find myself, like, every time they would ask to hang out, I would just be like, ugh. And then I would say okay, but I wouldn't enjoy hanging out with them. And that was essentially the entire sophomore and junior year. And then at the end of junior year, I, like, became closer with people that I actually, like, and, like, people that I actually, like, feel comfortable with, and that I feel like I love them now, so.
How would you answer your question?
Seventh grade, terrible. I think, I don't know necessarily if I would forget sophomore year, but I do this thing where I get really into myself. Like, I really like being alone. And so I'll take, like, every season I'll have, like, just a period of time when I don't leave my house. I don't respond to, like, phone calls or texts. Like, I don't answer Snapchats. Like, it's just me in my house, like, reading Harry Potter or just dwelling, like, by myself. In sophomore year, I got into that funk again, like, during, like, gymnastics season. So it was, like, during the fall. And I think it had to do with the weather. But whenever it gets, like, dark out, I just feel some type of way. But I, like, stopped. I don't know. I just stopped, like, hanging out with my friends. They started hanging out with someone that, like, I didn't have a problem with but didn't necessarily want to spend my time with. So, like, I just started distancing myself from them, like, a lot. And it was, like, for a month and a half, I was constantly just in my room. Like, after practice, like, I would just immediately go home. Like, got to the point when, like, I hadn't seen, because I did gymnastics that year with my best friend, and I hadn't been to her house in so long. Like, I remember I went to her house for the first time, and I was like, wow, I haven't been here in so long. Like, this is so weird. Like, I get into these really weird, like, it happens all the time. Like, this, it's just a pattern, and I get really into myself, and I did that sophomore year, and I don't necessarily think that, like, I regret it, but it's just a lot of time that I could have spent with other people. I don't know.
But it wasn't like you were, like, depressed, right? You
I
were
don't
just like,
no, I get really weird. Like, I don't want to talk to people, and I just want to be by myself constantly. And I don't know why I do that. I did it over the summer. Like, I did it for 2 weeks over the summer. I just stopped, like, responding to everyone. I asked my friend to take over my Snapchat, and I just stayed at home. And didn't like, my friends had to break into my house because they thought I was dead. Like, and I was like, no, I'm still here. I just went MIA for a little bit. But they're used to it now. Like, they know what happened, so I guess it's okay. It's just weird. I don't know. Sophomore year was weird. Seventh grade was terrible. I hated it. Everything about it sucked. I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
All right. Oh, okay. So who has the ability to, like, I want to say affect your mood the most right now? Like, yeah, like, who could, like, make you smile without it, like, without you even trying to smile?
My friend group has, like, changed recently. Not recently. My friend group is still the same. There's, like, 18 of us, and there's, like, 8 girls and 10 guys. But I've been hanging out with two sophomores a lot, not sophomores, juniors a lot more recently that I've gotten really close with. And it's like every time I see her in the hallway, she just makes me laugh. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just start smiling uncontrollably. Like, she just has like one of those like infectious personalities that, which is really good. But I don't know. I think my best friend, who's Rhea, she has like the power to like make me feel any type of way. And we're always usually on the same page. Like, that's our running joke with each other. Like, whenever we feel some type of way, like, the other person's usually feeling the same way. So, yeah, she affects my mood a lot, and usually in positive ways, because I know that she's always there for me, so that's really nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Are you religious or spiritual at all? And if so, why do you wait, you have to answer the question before I say that.
Yeah, so, I'm not religious. Spiritual, meaning, like, do I just believe in anything?
I don't know, believe in, like, a higher power or anything, honestly.
I believe that there's something affecting the way that we, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea what I believe. I think that there's something, but I don't think it's like a god or anything. I don't think it's like a, like an actual, like, supernatural, like, spirit. I think it's like,
just like a force.
I think it's like I want to say it's like a dimension or something that's like, that we can't see that is there, that's like influencing us or something, but. That's all. my goodness. you ask another question.
Okay. Which parent are you closer to and why?
Definitely my mother. There is no question about that. And that's because she's the one who's always been there. She is the most incredible woman, like, that I've ever met. Like, she works. She makes like a decent amount of, like, a good amount of money, like, mm-hmm. like someone like that, like, you would expect not to like to like neglect their kids, you know, like, but she like still takes care of us. She makes us food. She gives us rides. She like gets us food. Like, she thinks about us all the time. Mm-hmm. And then my dad, I'm not as close with him because for a while he got in like a kind of like a weird funk.
Yeah.
And it was when I was like younger, and it was for like a really long period, like till I was 15, I want to say. He was kind of overweight and hated himself. He was unhappy. He was grumpy all the time, and he distanced himself from like our entire family. I think the one he was closest to was probably my sister, just because my sister was like the nicest to him. But I don't react well when people don't like confront me or like don't talk to me or like distance themselves, because I'll just distance myself. So that's what happened. And then he lost a bunch of weight because his mom died, and he lost a bunch of weight because I think it scared him, and then he like changed like within the snap of like my fingers, like, mm-hmm. It was just like he was one person, then he was another, and then he was just fake all the time, and like he was trying so hard, and that's how he is now all the time. It's just been like that for 3 years, and it's super uncomfortable. So my relationship with my dad's kind of weird, but it's fun.
Do the people that you hang out with make you genuinely happy?
They do now. Like, the people I hang out with now make me genuinely happy, but I started hanging out with them like at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they definitely do. Like, I feel like I've known them my entire life, and I definitely do not want to say bye to them when summer ends. Like, I want to go to Colorado with my friend. Like, we want to live there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do if we don't get to like. Live together, like, or like at least see each other, you know. I'm just, oh my god,
it's so weird. I've been asking myself that question a lot, like, am I surrounding myself with people that make me genuinely happy? And like, because I don't know what happened, but second semester rolled around and people decided to go like act crazy. And so like a lot of my friendships are just kind of weird right now, but I'm like assessing if like I want to keep them, because like at this point in time, like, it's I want to spend my time with the people that are there for me, you know? And I think it's weird, like, to have to assess stuff like that, you know? God, it's weird. It's odd. Yeah.
I just think that, like, this is the first time that I'm actually hanging out with people that are like me, like, that are compatible with me. Mm-hmm. Like, or people who have the same views as me. So, that's nice, because I hung out with, like, people from my lacrosse team, mm-hmm. and it just didn't really work for me.
Yeah.
But
different personalities.
Mm-hmm. Are you close to like anyone super close to anyone in your family that's not, like, your immediate family?
No. I'm not close with my family. I'm close with my brother. I love him. But I don't know. I also, like, my family's so spread out that, like, I can't really be close with, like, I have my dad who lives in Evanston, and then, like, my cousins who also live in Evanston, but they're, like, six. And then I have, like, another set of cousins that live in Olympia, and the, oh my god, I'm going to college with him. Didn't even realize that, but yeah. but he's coming here for college, and that'll be cool, so I'll get to, like, know him more, because we were close when he did live in Evanston. But then the other half of my family is just across the world, like, they're across the globe, and I don't know, I haven't met all of them yet, so, yeah, I don't really think I'm close with anyone that's not in my extended family, that is in my extended family.
Yeah, definitely not either.
Mm-hmm. Just weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a lot of friends, or I have one friend, Riley, who, like, she's a Bonacorsi, and there's so many Bonacorsis in Oak Park and River Forest. Like, I feel like if you live in Oak Park, you know a Bonacorsi, you know? And so, like, she's incredibly close with her whole family, and I'm like, I, like, envy that, you know? Like, being able to just, like, have cousins, like, that are all around you and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like I'd be a little too immersed in, like, what's going on in my family life. I like being a little naive, you know? I don't know. I don't want to know the details about my family drama. I feel like it's going to, like, change the way that I look at people and stuff, and I just don't want to have to deal with that. Oh, I can go. Kind of answered that one, so I'm going to skip. Oh, yeah. Are you unconventional? If so, in what ways?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what that means.
Like, do you do things that are just outside of the norm, I guess?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if that means, like, in a good way, but I definitely would say yeah, but, like, not in, like a good way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a very slumpy person. Mm-hmm. Like, I always feel like I'm, like, exerting myself if I'm, like, sitting up. Like, you know how I'm, like, leaning against this wall? I was having trouble sitting up. I was like, this is hard. And so I will just literally sit anywhere. I will lie anywhere. And, like, people, like in public, because I like to lie down. So I guess people just kind of, like, think that's weird. But I don't care enough to not do it because I get tired mm-hmm. when I'm standing. I guess that's about it. And, like, the way that I talk kind of is weird, maybe. Like, I pause. And sometimes I talk really proper, and then sometimes I, like, use a lot of slang. Or I'll use, like, slang and then talk really proper in the same sentence. But that's about it. Like, I don't... What about you? Same question.
I'm just a really weird person in general. Everything I do is odd. Like, when I'm alone, you know, like, when you, like, I'll, like, make sounds or just do really weird things, and then I'll, like, sit back and I'm like, who am I? Like, that's not, none of that is normal. But I don't know. All my friends are like that too, so I guess it's fine. Like, we're all just different levels of whack. Like, one of my friends, Patty, gets insulted, like, when we call him weird, but I'm like, it's okay, because we're all weird, you know? I don't think I could be friends with someone who is normal, but I also don't know anyone who is normal. Yeah.
Also, I straight up have, I talk to myself like there's another person in my head. Like, mm-hmm. I literally have straight up conversations with myself.
Oh, same. I think out loud constantly, yeah, and it's so bad, weird. And I won't notice that I'm doing it.
I'll, like, whisper out to myself.
Yeah, and then people are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, it's odd. It's something I need to take care of. I don't know if I ever will, though, to be honest.
I'll do it. I'll, like, whisper to myself, and then I'll look across from me, and someone will just be staring at me, and I'm just like, I just don't know what to do. Yeah, like, I'm insane. That's it.
Yeah, oh my god, I'm so, and, like, sometimes, like, I get, like, I, like, want to move, you know? Like, I'll be, like, walking the hall, and I'll be listening to a song. I'm like, I really want to dance right now. And I'll just get, like, bursts of energy, and I'm like, I have to calm down. Like, I am not alone. I'm in the middle of a passing period. Like, this is not okay. Get to class. It's just weird. I'm just so odd. I don't know.
Okay. What's something that you, like, would love to be able to do, but you can't?
Oh, wow. Go back in time. Right. I would love to relive my elementary school years again because I took them for granted. Like, when I think about, like, after school every day, like, it was, like, me and, like, a good amount of people that I lived by. So, like, we'd all walk home, like, the four blocks home, and then, like, we'd play home free. So, like, we're constantly playing, like, huge games of tag and, like, when it snowed, like, we'd all put on snow pants and, like, penguin, like, glide, like, down our alleys and stuff, like, on our bellies. Just, like, stuff like that that I, like, took for granted. Like, I never, like, realized that, like, one of the, like, one time, like, when I called my friends up to, like, ask if they wanted to, like, play outside, like, that would be the last time that I'm doing that, you know? And I think that's really weird. I get really into my head. Like, I get super, super nostalgic and, like, just think about, like, old songs, old TV shows, like, everything that I used to, like, just take for granted as a kid, you know? And also since, like, everything's changing, like, kids now are nothing like they were when I was young, which is weird because I'm not that old. And, like, then thinking of, like, kids now being nothing like kids 30 years ago or something like that, I just take that for granted a lot. I don't know. It's weird.
I love nostalgia, though. It's just, like, reminds you about everything that's happened in your life mm-hmm. that's made you happy. Because it's always, like, it's usually, like, a good
feeling. I've never had, like, a bad...
Even if it was a bad memory, it was mm-hmm. a good feeling. Mm-hmm.
I completely agree. I get really into my head, though. Like, it's bad. And it hits me at the worst times. Like, someone will say one thing, and I'm like, wow, I'm in the void. Like, there's no coming out. Yeah, I don't know. I really wish... I know that my senior year, I started doing this thing. I carry around this camcorder everywhere I go, and I, like, not everywhere, I don't have it with me right now, but I, like, I'm recording my entire senior year, like, when I'm in class, or, like, what I do on the weekends with my friends and stuff, and I'm, like, making an entire video. I'm breaking it into, like, fall, winter, spring, and summer, and I just wish that I did that so much earlier. Like, I hate forgetting things. I think that's, like, my biggest thing is, like, I want to remember everything, and, like, every single person that's, like, impacted me. And if I wish, like, if I had a video, or if I had those videos from freshman year to senior year, like, I'd be able to see, like, the evolution of myself, but also the evolution of my friends. Because it's, like, weird walking through the hallways and, like, seeing people that I used to be so close with that I'm just completely distant with now. It's wild. I'm thinking of your younger self. Do you think they'd be happy or sad about how you've turned out? Yeah, that's a deep question.
Sad. Definitely sad. Oh, well, I don't know. My younger self. I can't remember what my younger self was against or wasn't against, though. But I would definitely say both. Because right now I'm decent with who I am, I think. I don't know how to answer that question, to be honest with you.
How would you answer it?
Yeah, how would you answer
it? A little bit of both. Like, there's some things that I feel like... I don't know how young I'm talking, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm thinking middle school, then my middle school self is like, why aren't you still in theater, you know? But, like... If I'm thinking, like, elementary school, I don't know. I was whack in elementary school, too. Like, I don't know. I think I gave up a lot of things really easily. Like, going out of middle school, like, I went to New York for the summer for dance. Like, I got picked to go for dance for theater, and that was a really cool experience. And I kind of wish I stuck with it, but also can't see myself in that space anymore. Like, I've grown so much as a person, and I'm not the same, so I don't know if... my younger self would necessarily be mad at me because I found a new medium, you know? Like, I really like film, which is fun. But also definitely sad because I think I had a lot of aspirations for myself when I was younger because I was like, oh, when I grow up, like, I'm going to do all these things and blah, blah, blah. But in reality, all I want to do is sleep constantly. Yeah.
I gave up a lot as I grew up. Like, I kind of low-key used to be talented. Like, I was so good at guitar, and I'm still okay at it, but, like, I used to be really good at piano, and I can't play it anymore. I mean, I can, but, like, it's not as, like, nice, and every time I play it now, I'm just kind of sad because I'm not as good at it, because I wanted to quit because I hated lessons, and same with guitar, and same with Japanese, and I had to learn Chinese, too, so I could kind of speak Chinese, not really, but I didn't want to learn that because it was too hard, and I hated the tutoring,
mm-hmm.
and then same with Japanese, so I quit that, and then I was fluent in it, but then I lost it over, like, 2 years, and then I took it again in high school, and so I gave up a lot of good things about myself, and now I'm just...
No, I feel you. I feel like I'm just, like, working with what's left over.
It's just, like, literally, like, now... Now this is what I got.
Yeah, like, in middle school, I was so into theater. Like, sixth grade, like, I was in, like, Hairspray and all this stuff, and I was like, wow, like, I'm living. Like, seventh grade, like, I was one of, like, seventh graders picked to go to, like, Atlanta for, like, the junior theater festival, and then I got a golden ticket, and it was like, oh, like, I might go to New York, blah, 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 and, like, then in eighth grade, like, I got picked to go to New York, and I was like, wow, I'm doing, like, big things. Like, this is so cool, and I feel like I entered high school And I got too wrapped up in high school to, like, remember that, I don't know. I think I just lost myself a little bit along the way. I don't know. Still kind of lost, though, so we'll see.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
You answered all of them on my sheet, but I could
think of one.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question about, like, religion, but you already asked me. But I want to know what you believe in.
Oh, yeah. I'm really weird when it comes to religion. Like, I'm confirmed or whatever, and I go to, like, a Lutheran church. But I don't know if I believe in God, but sometimes I find myself praying, and I'm like, who am I praying to, you know? But I definitely believe in something. I don't know. I really want reincarnation to be real, like, really, really badly. Like, I need that to be real for some reason. But I don't know. I think I believe in something. I don't know what that something is, though. But I would like to believe that there's a higher power, but I think that people stake too much in religion. Like, I can't base my entire life on a book that was written thousands of years ago. Yeah, exactly. And, like, base how I feel about certain people on a book that was written thousands of years ago. I feel like the Bible is supposed to be, like, a loose guide, you know? Like, the Ten Commandments, like, yeah, like, those are good principles, but, like, just because the Bible says, like, being gay is bad or whatever doesn't mean that I'm gonna instantly just be, like, homophobic, you know? Like, I'm not gonna believe everything that's written in there. I don't know who wrote it. Like, it's, I don't know. I just think people take everything a little too seriously when it comes to religion, and that kind of scares me. But I like my church a lot. Everyone's really open. I think there's just a lot of different, like, mediums. Yeah, I don't know.
I want to know a little bit more about what it's like being African.
Oh, I love it. I used to hate it, though, which I think is funny. When I was younger, I was, like, really shy about it. And, like, I just thought, like, everyone was, like, looking at me different. Like, I remember, like, I had, like, lots of kente cloth and, like, a ton of, like, tribal, like, clothes and stuff. And I would never, like, want to wear them to school or, like, I don't know. I just didn't really want to speak on it because I wanted to be like everyone else. But then I, like, grew up and realized that I'm raw. Like, that's so dope, you know? Like, being able to, like, I don't know, just be from Kenya and be from Tanzania, like, knowing where I come from and, like, knowing where, like, what my family has gone through is just awesome. Like, I love it. I think it's so much cooler. And I think I bring a lot of different perspective to the table, like, when I have conversations with my friends, because I don't know, I think it's different. Like, in class when they're like, oh, if slavery never existed, like, hey, like, we never would have met you. I was like, well, my forefathers aren't slaves, so that doesn't, like, affect me at all. But, like, you know, just, like, stuff like that. I feel like people group me into a category just because I'm black, but, like, I'm separate from that, which is really cool because, like, I can just, yeah, I don't think the same as a lot of people, and I get to experience things a lot differently. Yeah, I don't know. I think I used to think, like, let everyone's, like, assumptions of, like, how Africa is, that would, like, dictate how much I, like, told people. Like, everyone thinks it's, like, really run down and that there's, like, starving children everywhere, you know, which isn't the case. Like, Kenya, at least, is, like, a really developed country in places, but I feel like a lot of the bad overshadows the good, and I didn't like being associated with that. I didn't like people, like, making jokes about my heritage or, like, hunting lions and, like, drinking dirty pond water, it's been said. Like, just, like, stuff like that would really rub me the wrong way, so instead of confronting it, I just wanted to disassociate myself from it, which I've realized isn't a good thing to do, so. Yeah, I'm really proud of it. Very, very proud. Yeah, I want to visit every African country by the time I die, except for four, because I don't want to actually die. Yeah.
What is it like being your identity?
So I used to hate being Asian too. Mm-hmm. Especially, my middle name is Shuang Feng.
That's so dope. That's yeah. So cool.
No, I still, like, don't like saying it. Mm-hmm. Like, I just hated it. Mm-hmm. But writing it is cool. And I didn't like the fact that I was Asian. I don't really know why. I think I just thought I was ugly.
Oh, same.
Like, yeah, I thought I was ugly, and then I blamed being Asian for it, and then I also blamed being short on the fact that I was Asian, which is probably correlated, but that's fine. And so I hated it, and then I, like, realized that I kind of, like, began to, like, like, all my, like, idols, not idols, but, like, people I looked up to were mostly, like, I mean, none of them were, like, Asian, like, none of them were, like, my identity or heritage or whatever, but, like, soon, like, they be, not soon, like, eventually they, like, started, like, I started, like, idolizing people who were more like me, and then that made me like myself more. And so now I like myself.
I completely agree. Yeah. I think growing up, like, in Oak Park is really cool. It's really diverse, but I've also always had white friends, and I've constantly compared myself to them. And I'm like, no, like, they're so pretty, and I'm ugly because I'm black, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I just get so into my head about stuff like that. And I think that's a really big part. Like, I hated myself for a minute. Like, it was bad. And I think I'm still overcoming that. But, like, I had to, like, realize that, like, you know, like, I'm special in my own way and stuff. And, like, I can't blame my skin color, you know? Because that's what they want. For me to hate myself. But, yeah, I think that's a really big thing. Like, that was something that took me a lot of time to realize, too. Because in middle school, like, I remember being called, like, an Oreo. Like, black on the outside, white on the inside. And made me so angry. I was like, how do I act black? Like, how can I act a certain way? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. And I also, like, I had to, like, go back and realize, like, oh, my parents are African. Like, I don't have the same values of all of the other African-American families that are here. Like, my mom, like, a lot of my extended family is white just because of, like, a lot of stuff that went on in, like, my family history and whatnot. So, like, I've always been surrounded by white people, which sounds kind of weird, but, like, I never saw it as, like, a disconnect, you know? Like, I don't know. Just weird.
I also, not, like, maybe purposefully, but subconsciously purposefully, like, surrounded myself with white people because I wanted to be like white people. Like,
yes.
Like, that's what I wanted to be like, mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be associated with people who were like me. Mm-hmm. And so also becoming friends with more Asian people because I would say I have, like, the most Asian friends I've ever had, like now, which is like two or three, but still,
yeah, that's
still
insane.
A lot.
Like,
then, it's like, just it makes me like myself more because I really like my friends. Like, I love them and like they're amazing, and I'm like, oh, like, I don't know, just.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Like, in elementary school, like, I was like friends with everyone and stuff, and then middle school, I was like friends with like all white people. They had like one black best friend. And then we weren't friends anymore after middle school. And I entered high school, and, like, all my friends were white. And, like, it, like, took, like, there was just, like, some things, like, I couldn't talk to them about. Like, I would tell them. I was like, you just won't understand, you know? And I was like, I need friends that look like me. Like, I was like, this is kind of tough. And then, like, I made, like, those friendships. And I think right now I have, like, a solid amount of friends that actually look like me, which is really cool. But I think the biggest thing for me was, like, I don't know what, like, my assumption was. I think that not that I thought I was white or, like, subconsciously, like, I have no idea. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely because I grew up in a white family. Yeah. So, like, I mean, I'm kind of, like, a little bit white, mm-hmm. but I still feel like, I don't know. I don't feel the same way just because of how I look, just because, like, being Asian just kind of puts that on me, like, yeah. automatically, which I never really took into account. So,
yeah. No. I don't know. Now I'm really happy with myself. Yeah. Being black is raw. It's pretty dope. I don't know. I'm liking it now. I hope I keep continuing to like it. I think after I went to Kenya in 7th grade was when I, like, realized, like, this is really cool. Like I have, like, really cool heritage, and, like, I love my culture, you know? Because, like, I was surrounded. Everyone looked like me. That was so cool. Like, we went on the trip with, like, my godmother, who's white, and then, like, her husband, and they were the minority, and I was like, this is funny, like.
I went to China, and everyone looked like me, and I did not like it. Like, I was younger, but still, like, I did not, like, I was just like, like, mm-hmm. I don't like, fitting in with these people.
Yeah.
But now I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I think I had to just, like, realize that, like, I guess Asian people are, like, people still. Like, I kind of, like, separated myself from other people for some reason.
All right, we're at the 5-minute warning before it will force us to stop. How was this process for you? Any, like, reflections or takeaways?
It was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, and I stuttered a lot.
I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot about you. I learned a lot about myself, too.
I learned a lot about you.
Yeah, like, a lot. I think that's wild. It's only been, what, 40 minutes? And, like, I know. Yeah, that's so weird. I think this is really cool. I enjoyed this a lot.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah.
I was like reluctant. I was like, same. I don't want to do this, but I'm happy
like talking about myself. Like, that's odd, but no, this was definitely very, very worth it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I enjoyed